Next, we're going to report on one more sign of change in the former Soviet Union. As Soviet authorities consolidated control over far eastern Russia in the 1930s and 40s, they forced tiny indigenous groups to forego their nomadic ways and join collective farms. Recent years, the collapse of socialism have brought more social upheaval, and native groups are now struggling to preserve their cultures. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports on one small ethnic group in Russia's Far East whose customs are on the verge of extinction.
Yelena Bibikova is one of just a dozen or so people who still fluently speak her native language, Ulta. Bibikova sings the lone folklore ballad that the Ultas still pass along to their kids. It's about berry picking and a pretty young woman. Now 65, Bibikova's own face is etched with deep age lines. Speaking in Russian, she recalls her youth, when almost all her people were still reindeer herders.
When our people rode in the sleds, or the women would sit around, or the men would work, we sang these melodies. These songs were called Yaya. I used to sing them to my sisters, and I'd even invent some of them myself. When I was naughty, my mother told me, "You don't want to do anything but sing."
The Ultas had for centuries roamed the snowy Taiga pine forest of frigid Sakhalin Island. But as Bibikova was growing up, the Soviets were forcing them into a state collective for reindeer herding. Bibikova and the other Ulta children were ordered to attend a school where the teachers were Russian. Bibikova says they forbade the kids to speak Ulta, and the language went into a rapid decline. Bibikova now tries to teach the language to young Ulta children, but she says most parents here these days would rather their kids learn English than Ulta.
We don't have a system for teaching our language, so there's little chance kids will learn it. People don't connect their lives to the language because they live amid Russians. Our language is disappearing. Nobody needs it.
Today, almost all the 300 or so Ultas left live here in the village of Val, set among rolling hills at the end of a long dirt road where the snow reaches almost to the roofs of the run-down wooden houses. There are few jobs. Alcoholism is rampant here. That's obvious when you take a look at Yelena's husband, Vanya. It's 10 a.m. on a sunny Sunday morning, but Vanya's already smashed on cheap counterfeit vodka. It fills the house with an aroma of paint thinner. Vanya, who at 65 is already toothless, rambles incoherently and stumbles around the house as Bibikova shoos him out the door. Degradation is the rule here, she says.
When they get up in the morning here, they only think about one thing: where to go and drink, and nothing else.
The disintegration of the Soviet Union has ravaged Ulta society. Subsidies for the local reindeer collective collapsed, bringing poverty and dislocation. The reindeer herd has dwindled from 15,000 head to just a few hundred. Another Ulta, Alexander Borisov, who runs the company that replaced the collective, says he's trying to resurrect the industry. But he says there's little government support. Borisov says without reindeer herding, the Ultas will cease being Ultas.
Reindeer herding is in the blood of our nation, but the authorities don't want to understand this.
Today there are just 14 men in the village who are still herding. They have to spend the winter months hours away from here by snowmobile. That reduces the profession's allure even more. As he downs his own morning shot of vodka, Borisov, the company head, seems resigned about the fate of his Ultas, whom he calls a dying people. Across the snowbound street in this tiny village, Yelena Bibikova sings a song she wrote herself. The refrain goes like this: "We, the Ulta people, have lost our language. This is very bad. People, please do not lose your language. Remember it. Speak it." But Bibikova has few illusions. She says that when she and the dozen or so elderly speakers of Ulta die, the Ulta language will die with them. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, in Val, on Russia's Sakhalin Island.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.